Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to share some ideas for selling winter work. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since my friend Ryan Hawk's Learning Leader podcast. Folks, this one is a must-listen-to show. Ryan has incredible guests on it. It's always around an hour, and it will help you stay very sharp on a multitude of areas in your business. Listen to episode 476 that we put into the show notes from Kat Cole. Kat Cole is a former Hooters waitress, believe it or not. She then went on to run Cinnabons. Today, she runs Athletic Greens. She did the keynote at the Aspire Conference Ignite in Orlando in August. And she was absolutely fantastic. Ryan Hawk's Learning Leader podcast, go give it a listen. Now on to The Grow Show. Ladies and gentlemen, many of our clients who are in the South have year-round work. I get it. Even in the South, though, there are places that get slower. It's not always go, go, go. I'm sure you've realized and or are learning that it's very important to smooth out your revenue, to not have so many ebbs and flows there. Our focus at Grunder Landscaping Company on this winter work has made a tremendous difference, and let me explain why. First of all, it's enabled us not to lay anyone off in 5 years. When you can offer year-round employment in a seasonal area, you immediately stand apart from the competition, so keep that in mind. And then there's the revenue. Even not at a normal margin, it lessens the hole that you dig out of from the winter financially come spring. Seth Flum, our president here, always says, 70% of something is better than 0% of something, and so on. I hope you get the philosophy. There can be no question that winter work and the revenue in the winter is a difference maker. I remember when I got started in the business, companies had a seasonal disconnect on their phone. Believe it or not, owners went to Florida and all sorts of other crazy stuff. The landscaping companies that are winning, ladies and gentlemen, are the ones that look at revenue as a year-round effort. You are busy all the time. You don't need a winter to recover physically, all right? We had all sorts of excuses as to why not to do winter work. It's too cold. We're tired. We're going to ruin the equipment. You can't be efficient. You can't make money. Snow and ice will ruin the trucks. All this stuff. I'm sorry, folks, but those are all excuses, and that's a loser's mindset, folks. It really is. We made all those excuses, so I'm licensed to talk to you about those excuses. And recently, we've totally changed the outlook we have towards winter work. We even had a team member here who didn't want to do snow, and now they run towards it. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a moment. The pay incentives we put in place are a big part of that great attitude. So is the language and the way we approach things. We keep score. People like playing. We want to win. We truly have a great team. And here's the good news for all of you listening to The Grow Show powered by Steel today. You can do the same thing. If you don't already have this in your favor, this winter work mentality, I've got 4 points I'm going to quickly go through with you here on this short edition of The Grow Show, so let's talk about them. First of all, winter work, the first part of your plan, winter work is a priority all year long. It doesn't start with going and getting the winter work October 1st. Well, we need some work for this winter. Let's go look at them. If you do that year after year, you're going to have a really hard time getting it, folks. So I don't want you to give up, as it is October right now. You still have some time to get some stuff. But next year, let's be looking for winter work from January 1, 2025 on to pile on to the backlog. I would identify all the things that you can do in the winter. Brush clearing, winter pruning, hardscaping, snow, tree planting, retaining walls, all kinds of other things. I'm sure you can sit around with your team and come up with things that you are very well versed in. So the first thing you do is clearly identify all the services that you can offer. That's the first thing. Then make sure you train your team and make it clear to them what the services are, how you bid them, how much of the type of work you want, what's ideal. Be careful and be detailed and set it up right on the front end. And one of the things that is needed, folks, is a goal, a very clear target. Hopefully you pay commissions in the world, according to Marty, WHAM, W-H-A-M, that's a new terminology we use here at the Grow Group. I believe in commissions, and I think your team will go get the work if you incentivize them properly. If you were coming to Grunder Landscaping Company and Chris, our director of sales, said, go get winter work, what would you want to know? What does that mean? What are the expectations? What's the accountability you're going to put in place? When I look at things like, what would I want if I went to work at someone else's company? That exercise, that mindset I put myself in, it often helps me set things up like this better. So put yourself in your sales team's shoes. Put yourself in your whole team's shoes. That's the first thing. And then identify your services and what you could do and how much of that work that you want. What's too much of the work? What could we handle? What's the value add? Why would a client want to pick us to do this? How do you sell it? What do you do? And you got to have a very clear why, all right? All planning is good. I'm going to say that again. All planning is good. That's one of my favorite business mantras. And that's part of this first point here of the plan, the longest of the 4 points I have to make. The statement that all planning is good is one of my favorites. And let me explain to you why. Those words were first shared with me with a mentor of mine, Dave Sullivan, back in around 1997. And they still are just as good today. All planning is good, as it was in 1997 when I first heard that said. One of the goals we've had at Grunder Landscaping Company is to have more winter revenue. That's our goal. So that's the target. We knew that even if we could put, say, $500,000 more worth of revenue in our business in January and February, that would make a tremendous difference. And we've been able to do that, folks, and a lot more than that, thankfully. But a good winter starts with a plan. All planning is good. So here's some things I would be thinking about the things you can do in the winter. We've had great success, for example, offering a discount if a client will let us do their job in the winter. Maybe you're booked up and can't handle a paver patio in right now in October, but you could in January. You could offer them a discount to let you do that. A couple years ago, we have the pictures here. If you're watching us on The Grow Show on YouTube, we built this massive $135,000 retaining wall in the winter. We were too busy to get in the growing season, and winter in Ohio is a perfect time to do this work. Propose the work, sell it, put it in on the schedule, and fill up that schedule. If you know winter is a problem and you need work, how are you ever going to fix it or make it better if you don't have a plan and then work the plan to put the time in on the weakness? We've done that, and we no longer have a quote-unquote slow season. You can do the same thing. So the first one is all planning is good. Work your plan. Number two, know who your top 20 clients are. Those top 20 clients in your company, that's the intersection of who you enjoy working with, who you're making the most money off, and who are the ones that really make your business click. Make sure those top 20 clients are taken care of, but also those are the ones to get a touch on. Network with them for more referrals for winter work. Ask them, give them unsolicited proposals for winter work. Ask them if there's anything they need help with. Do they have any projects they need help with? Do they know anyone else that might want honeysuckle removed in the winter or need something else? At the end of the day, folks, let's not get lost. This is pretty simple. People do business with people they know, like, and trust, and your top clients should always be the ones that you go to first with your offerings. Send out emails, put some messages out on social media, work your existing client base. Go to them for repeat work. We have a client that we did a $90,000 retaining wall several years ago. I've talked about this in our selling virtual sales boot camps and how we just approached him and showed him. We were looking for something to do in the winter, and he said, yeah, go ahead and do it. We have clients in the Grow Group that actually help commercial contractors with demolition in the winter. Some of our clients buy rental properties and refurbish them. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of that, but it might be something worth you pursuing. I think it's best if you focus on what you do best, landscaping, and really focus on that. You know, more and more, we're seeing a lot of our ACEs in our Grow Group, our accountability groups, they come to us and they're investing in store and locks. They're investing in, we had one client investing in a restaurant. We told them not to do it. I mean, if you're listening, I hope it goes well, but I'm worried. Like me, I have someone call me about once a month asking me to invest in something. And my answers are no. I need all the money that I have, extra money, to invest in Grunder Landscaping Company. We've gone from 4.5 million in 2020 to 14.5 million this year. It takes a lot of equipment. It takes a lot of investment. And the best investment you can make is always in yourself. And if I can motivate you and get you fired up about growing your business, go do that and spend your business, all right? It takes a lot of money to grow a business. Go grow what you know. Hey, that rhymes. All right, number three, you need to sell. The person that's watching me on YouTube or listening to me today on The Grow Show powered by Steel, you got to set a good example. I know this sounds obvious, but if leadership doesn't show by their actions what needs to be done, we're done. We can't go around the company and pontificate about how much we need this, and then you don't go out and do anything to support the behavior that you want from your team. I work like heck, folks, to make connections. I knock on job site trailers to sell jobs. I call our customers. I ask if I can go walk their yard. I'm always sending my sales team pictures of things I saw on their accounts that we could do in the winter. I am constantly looking. I am being a leader. I am demonstrating the behavior that I want to see out of my team. I personally am staying in touch with as many of my clients as I possibly can. I'm posting on my LinkedIn network. I'm setting a good example. And I'm also, and this is very, very important as a leader, I'm making sure to reward those who are helping and singling out the ones that are demonstrating the behaviors that we need. We've got to help teach the process, and it's very, very important to with positive reinforcement to thank the people in public that are helping you sell this winter work. So there we go. So number fourth, and finally, change the language. Don't talk about anything in the winter, and I guess this podcast is mostly geared towards folks in the north that get shut down with seasonal, but I think there's some morsels or two that you can take if you're in Florida or Texas or Arizona or California, all right? Don't talk about the hard work, the cold work, the messy work. It's work that allows us to reinvest in our team, to not lay them off, to provide for their families, to take care of our clients, and to create revenue. If you view it as a necessary evil, that is all it will ever be. 3 years ago, I kind of mentioned this earlier, one of our most enthusiastic snow managers basically said he didn't want to do snow. Today, he's one of our biggest cheerleaders. He's awesome. And I think that is in part because all of us on the leadership team changed our narrative. We didn't complain. A leader has to be great at what they want their followers to be good at. People will follow the leader. Vince Torchia always says, as the leader goes, so goes the team. A successful business, ladies and gentlemen, is one that is busy year-round, generating year-round revenue, not just 9 months out of the season, but 12 months. Sure, some months are slow, I get it, but some revenue is better than no revenue. So let's recap. Number one, get a plan. This is where most of the time needs to be spent. Where, what, and how much, what's the reward, etc. Two, know who your top clients are and work it. Go ask them to help you. Do they need anything? Give them unsolicited quotes. Three, you, the person looking at me here on the YouTube edition, the person listening to me in your truck or on your iPhone, you got to sell. You got to get the work. And then number four, change the language. Don't talk about it being rough. Don't talk about it being tough. Be positive. Talk about the opportunities that we're creating. All right? Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. I hope in a small way I helped you. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, do me a favor. Give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help your old buddy Marty here, take this episode right now on your iPhone or whatever you're listening to it on and text it or email it to a friend that's also a landscaper, a member of your team, or any landscape pro that you may know. That will help us grow The Grow Show. And make certain that you're signed up for Grow 2025 in Columbus, Ohio, February 24th, 25th, and 26th. We're going to be at Jason Cromley's Hidden Creek, and we are going to rock it there, folks. Thanks again for joining us this week on The Grow Show. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.